Yes, Steve, I thanks. Do.
Yes, Wendy does.
I'm excited.
And I do, too, to some extent, Wendy. Not a, you're a true believer.
I
you
am.
You believe in it all
I believe
the way
in everything.
Through. Hi, everybody. It's Bill and Wendy. Our guest is Mark Tolan, master mentalist, professional magician, performing at the Chicago Magic Lounge, located at 5050 North Clark in Chicago. Is it just Wednesday nights? Is that when you're there? How does your schedule work?
The Chicago Magic Lounge has programming all week long,
yeah,
7 days a week, but I'm there Wednesdays. I'm
on
the,
Wednesdays.
The artist in residence for Wednesdays.
Very good. Very good.
You're a mind reader, huh?
I'm a mind reader. Yeah, now, so a professional magician. I'm kind of like a psychological magician. You know, I do magic of the mind. Try
all right,
to guess
so,
what you're thinking.
Okay,
or
I know. I don't even like
mind.
To look you in the eye.
Yeah,
I'm really having
what
trouble.
You're thinking,
well, that's what I'm worried about.
Clean it up.
When I first met you and I said, hey, nice to meet you, like, what if I wasn't feeling that? And I was like, look at this guy. Would you pick
such
that up?
Such a jerk. Such a jerk.
Isn't it reading body language? I mean, is it magic?
A lot
or
goes
is
into
it.
I've been
psychic.
Fascinated with psychology from a young age. I was into Hardy Boys, Sherlock Holmes, you know, detective stuff. I was into psychological movies and then into magic. And I was always kind of drawn more to the psychological side of things. So it comes down to a combination of all those things, a little bit of, you know, just doing repetition. So I've done hundreds of shows in the past decade plus of being a full-time entertainer. And it's a lot of lying. To be honest, yeah.
It's a lot of lying.
Yeah.
Do you look at this as a gift, though? Is this a gift or is it not a gift?
No, it's a learned skill.
Is it
I don't.
Really?
Yeah. I don't believe in psychics. I've no. never. I've met a lot in this
yeah.
industry, and I've been confronted at the airport by people who. I gave a TEDx talk a few years ago about this, where a lady confronted me at the airport and told me all these things about me. She said she's clairvoyant. She guessed my wife's name and my birthday and my address and all these things. And then when I thought about it, I realized she had eavesdropped while I was at the rental car counter. And she was trying to swindle me on the spot. And the thing is, like, I'm not going to be eavesdropping on my audience, like sitting out in disguise or something. That's not how I achieve what I do. But the point was the TED Talk and everything I try to be as a psychological entertainer is that, you know, there's a line between honesty. I'm just there to entertain. I'm just there to give people a feeling of mystery, to get them to forget about their obligations and maybe a hard day they had or something, put a smile on their face, not to swindle money, not to, you know, claim supernatural abilities or something like that. So
right.
little distinction there. I you know, maybe there. I would love to meet a real psychic. I haven't met one yet.
Yeah.
So it's a learned skill. I've been doing this for 3 decades now.
Whenever someone claims to have psychic abilities, people always say, well, why don't you win the lottery every day?
Of course.
And then they go, well, that's not the way my mind
it, right, or it doesn't work for myself. Right. I can only help others.
Right. It seems very...
Shifty.
Very, yeah,
it's shifty, Mark. I don't like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right, right. That yep. seems, yeah, yep. that's a cop out to me.
All right. Well, magic is, all I can say, if I could choose one word about magic, amazing. Because it really does amaze us. Whether you can figure out the trick or not, you drop your jaw. I mean, really.
There are five rings and they're not linked, and then they are linked. That's magic.
Yeah, of course. That,
how do they do that?
Yeah, that's like complete opposite of what I do, but that's been around for centuries, you know?
Yeah.
Magic is one of the oldest performing arts. The thing I think that magic is so good at is that we live, I've really realized this in the past 2-3 years, is we live in such an age of connectivity with the internet where everyone has a phone, everyone has this, but we're not more connected, right? I mean, if anything, we're less connected. I, you know, people don't look up. I'm out about. I see people on their phones at all times. So magic is a medium where there is no fourth wall. It's I kind of think you move the fourth wall behind the audience. So the audience is almost on stage with you.
Yes.
They're part of the show. They're right. The opening line to my show is that the audience is the cast. So it's what they bring to the table, their thoughts and their ideas. And I think that makes magic kind of communal. It's participatory. It's a universal language because everyone can kind of understand. I just went to Dubai and did a big corporate thing.
Oh.
And they loved it just like people up in Andersonville at the lounge love it.
Yeah.
And it's a fascinating way, I think, to connect with people in different form than, say, stand-up or improv, which are both amazing and I love, or a movie or something like that. Magic moves people in a different way. So, you know, I fell into it when I was young and stuck with it. And,
mm-hmm.
and now I like it for different reasons, but kind
how
of
old
I pushed
did
through.
You have TV magic cards like I did? Did
no,
everybody...
Marshall Brodeen, sadly,
yes,
lost
I
him
know.
Recently. No, I got started when I was 3 years old. I'm from a small town in Kansas.
And nothing else to do there?
Yeah, exactly right. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Nothing. I have such a weird set of special skills at the bottom of my resume. I can ride a unicycle and pogo stick and juggle and yo-yo and all these crazy things. But that kept me out of trouble. It gave me something to do. I learned discipline from doing that. I learned, to get over public speaking fears and all those things. I learned to, I learned to be entertaining or to teach myself various things. I have three siblings, so it's kind of a crazy household growing up. And you learn, at least when I was growing up, you learn from books. So mm-hmm. I taught myself from the pages of books, which was a very important skill, and developed a love of reading and all these things. So I see a lot of the things in my life that I love, from movies to performing and comedy and all those things, influenced by that.
You mentioned, Mark, you just performed in Dubai. In different parts of the world, is magic perceived differently? Or is it kind of universal?
They kind of mentioned that they don't necessarily like magicians. They're kind of weirded out by that.
Yeah.
But since I'm a mind reader or a mentalist, they two kind of go hand in hand. I think they looked at it different. I got rushed after the show. It was the wildest thing. These men in the corporation wanted to take pictures and ask me questions, and were so excited. It's a bunch of engineers, which is maybe my favorite thing to do, is just fry a room full of analytical thinkers.
Right, because this is their escape. I mean, belief, you can suspend life, too. This is just you're erasing everything else and just jumping into this.
Right. I kind of think magic's fascinating because the smarter the audience member, in many ways, the more amazing it is when they're fooled, because you're almost using everything they've learned against them. You know, they've learned all these things up to a point, but I've been learning things along the same way to go a different direction, you know? So the things they have studied, the things they've picked up on, are opposite of mine, and I kind of pit that against them my advantage, you know?
When we come back, you have set something up.
I had Wendy think of a name and you to think of a place, and I'll do my best to work this out, and we can try some other experiments too.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, please.
Real quickly, before we go to break, what do you make of the guys? There are some guys who are magicians, but what their job is to dispel magic. Amazing Randy. James Randi is the first guy who comes to mind, although there's others who do this. What do you make of those guys who say, I know a magician's not supposed to tell their secrets, but I'm going to tell some secrets?
Well, I'm a very skeptical person. Much like that lady in the airport, I don't think someone should be going out and using, the techniques of illusion or magic or things like that for nefarious purposes. I don't think you should be swindling people out of their money or taking advantage of someone who had a loved one pass or is in a depressed or anxious state and using these things to con them or something. So I think what Randy does is amazing. The documentary, I'm sure you've probably seen it, or any number of YouTube videos are amazing. What he's done is great. It's influenced me heavily. He's a fascinating person. I'm not quite into the debunking. I'm just an entertainer. I don't do that, but I am a skeptic. I am constantly battling within myself to be an honest liar, much like he is, you know? That's the name of his documentary, so I can't claim that as my own, but I think that is something that I deal with, because people come up to me and are convinced I'm real, and I say, no, it's just entertainment.
I'm an honest liar. Magicians and politicians are the two professions that can claim that, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm not sure I want to be equated with the latter, but yes.
All right, we'll pick this up in just a little bit. Mark Toland is our guest. We're at 312-981-7200 if you want to chime in. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Mark Toland is a master mentalist performing at the Chicago Magic Lounge at 5050 North Clark on Wednesday evenings. He's here to read Wendy's mind and my mind, and he will go home very unsatisfied.
I'm not in the habit of making predictions, but you mentioned the election. I predict fewer postcards in our mailboxes on Wednesday.
Prediction.
Oh, yes. That's good.
I wonder if that'll happen. We'll find out.
No wonder you're award-winning.
I know. Crazy. How does he do it?
All right. You came in. We met you. You had this little memo book, and you said...
Yeah, so I just gave you a piece of paper to write down because I want you to commit to one thing, and I wish the listeners could have seen Wendy, because she flummoxed, probably thought of a million things before she settled on one, and has even been thinking about changing her mind, so I don't know if she changed
just a moment ago. She said,
I
can I change
and then
it again?
I had so Wendy thought of a name, and then I had Bill think of a location. I'm gonna do my best to work this out, and usually I only get one of the two, so let's not get our hopes up. I'll do my best, but this is, I mean, I guess we should confirm for listeners, I just met you right before we went on air, like a minute, right? We've never spoken or met before.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
So, Wendy, where are you from originally then?
Brookfield, Illinois.
Brookfield. Okay. So, you're from the area. You've been here most of your
whole life.
Okay. And Bill?
Chicago.
Chicago. Okay, great. What's a hobby outside of this? Winnie, what do you do?
Gardening.
Gardening. Oh, outdoors. Okay. Ooh. Aquarius?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. What about you, Bill?
For hobby?
A hobby, yes.
Tennis player.
Oh, but athletic, more fitness related than... Do you... Are you a reader or movie watcher?
Both.
You're on the cusp somewhere. You're between.
Oh, thank you.
Yes? Yes?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know which two. Yeah. You're on the cusp.
Yeah. Between...
Probably in the fall or something.
You're talking
for your
about
sign.
For my
your sign?
Sign,
yes?
What's your sign?
what are you...
You are correct. Do you want me to say what
yeah,
it is?
Yeah, you can tell me. You're on the cusp, though.
I'm Scorpio. Did I get it right?
Scorpio or Sagittarius, somewhere in there?
Scorpio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
when
yeah,
is your birthday? When is your birthday?
The 21st, so yeah.
Of November.
November.
Yeah. Oh, so you're on yes. the cusp. Okay, that's between the two. Okay, so might be easier. Cusp is a little difficult, so it might be easier when I'll try this with you. You're thinking of a person.
Yeah.
If you tell me how you are related to this person, I'll try to guess the name.
Well, we're not related.
Yeah, so how do you know this person?
From a school.
From a school. Okay, so are we very young?
Nope.
Very young. Okay, more recent. Okay, so picture this name like you were going to tell it to me. Don't actually move your mouth or wiggle your fingers.
All right.
Just imagine saying the name to me. This is a lady, I would say right
yes.
away. Yes. And it's a shorter name, 4 or 5 letters, I want to
yes.
say. Yes. Yes, okay. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Okay, this would be... And it's a full name, so what I mean by that is not a nickname,
right.
not an abbreviated version. It's a full name. 5 letters. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm just getting
this
nervous.
Is, yeah, yeah, this is good. That's
vowel.
That's a good reaction. That's what we're going for. Susan?
I'm going to throw up.
Oh. Yeah, is that right? Show me.
Wow.
Yeah, show me.
Can I just tell you the weirdest? What does that say?
It says Susan.
Susan, yes, very good.
Do you want to know who this is? Because this is like, you said think of anybody. I went to Illinois State and made it till Christmas, and she was my first and only college roommate. So
that's
I tried
impressive.
To go like
go.
Way out
wow,
there.
Yeah. You did a deep dive.
I did.
Wow.
Wow.
Throwback.
I have the hair on the back of my neck standing up.
That's good. you nailed it.
That's
you
good.
Got it.
That's
that
good.
Is
the way to go. Wow.
Let's flip yours a little bit, and
right.
I'll try something different with you. And
all
I wondered right. if I had to do this. I'm gonna set. While I do this, I'm gonna. I don't want you to see this, but
all right. I'm not looking.
I had you come up with a city. Would you tell me the city?
Yeah, it'll be easier to guess once I tell you. So.
No, but trust me. Tell me the city.
Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio. You've been to Dayton.
I have been.
Think about the last time you went there.
Okay.
And can you picture something you did while you were there?
Yes.
Okay. Would you imagine the time of day that you did this thing? So, interesting time of days growing up for me would be like 3:30, I got out of school. 5:30, my dad came home. I was
okay.
born at like 8:45 in the morning. Those are times. So, you might not know the exact time, but give it a time.
Okay.
Hours and minutes.
Should I tell you?
Sure. What was it?
Just a little after 1 o'clock.
In the afternoon,
yes.
I'm assuming.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I set this, and I'm not sure exactly if you want to convey this to listeners, but this is what I set it to, hoping that
looks,
you would say.
It looks like you have
o'clock.
Set it to exactly 1 o'clock.
This is freaky.
Yeah.
That's
so that's
o'clock.
What I was hoping for. So that's kind of a time attribute. So tell me, what was the activity you were doing in Dayton then? What was that?
My daughter was going to college there, and we were saying goodbye to her.
So
and
you're
we
dropping
all went
her
out
off
to lunch.
At the dorm or something like that?
Yes.
Amazing. So there.
Yes.
Can I tell you something really weird? We both went college. I went when I went away to school for the first time, and
yeah.
you had when your daughter went away to school for the first
right.
time. What does that mean?
Do you know what's crazy, Wendy? We have Susan here today.
Susan's
bring her
here.
In.
Bring Susan in.
No, she.
That would freak me out. That I think I would. That I can't
well,
even imagine.
Well, you've obviously made a pact with the devil.
I have.
There's no other explanation.
Yes,
you've
exactly.
obviously made a pact with Satan. Wow.
I am just 100% blown
good.
Away.
That's pretty good. That's great. That's what the show is like. Is you know, as I say in the show, it's a weird thing to see a mind ring show. So I have to explain to them. We pick people at random. Those people think of things,
yes.
and I try to guess them. That is all the show is, and I have to pick people at random because I have people come up to me after the show convinced they're the only real person in the audience, and everyone else is in on it.
Right.
So I have to do that. It's a weird thing to be a mind reader and have all these things I have to do just to keep it fair, to make sure people think I'm fair.
Have there been new innovations in the art of mind reading over the last couple of decades, or has it remained pretty much the way it's always been?
You're asking too many questions.
Sorry. I'm of a curious nature.
No, people are always innovating. In the art form, but it's an underground community, you know. So what I am studying, what I am reading and learning and watching is never publicized. It's not public knowledge at
mm-hmm.
all. But yeah, people are always pushing the envelope and figuring things out. And, you know, I think for a long time there was a saying that magic is indistinguishable from sufficiently advanced technology, yeah. I think was a saying. And I think magic and technology have pushed each other a lot. But lately, technology is skyrocketing forward, and there's a lot of ground that magic might have to catch up, and then vice versa. It's weird because you can't I can't reveal how those things work, and then we know the other things that, you know, Apple or Google or Samsung are putting out and doing, you know. So it's a weird thing to even broach that topic because I can't get into it. But yeah, there's conventions around the world, you know, happening every month. There are people who travel and teach. There are books written about this. So it's a whole wild world once you get into it.
Are some people, like, was I easier to read than Bill?
I don't think people are easier to read. I just think people think in different ways, right?
Yeah.
So some people think in pictures. Some people think in words. Some people, you know, hear colors. There's that whole thing. You know, they just really process information differently. So I don't think people are necessarily easier or hard. It's more about catering what I do to the individual so I can get a good response and figure it out and go from there.
When you said that there are people out there that take advantage of people because they've had loved ones die,
sure.
I'm assuming you're talking about John Edwards or people like John Edwards, right?
Of course.
All right. So what do you make of guys like that who are just, they're trying their best to make people believe that he's got some kind of special ability when in reality he does not?
I think it's dirty.
It is, right?
Yeah, I think it's filthy. They're swindling people out of money.
Yeah.
They're cheaters. And they're doing what I do. Yes, of course. They're doing what I do, but to make a buck at someone's emotional expense.
Yeah.
That's just, that rubs me the wrong
way.
Yeah. John Oliver on Last Week Tonight on HBO did a great segment about a month ago on psychic industry. It's a teardown of the whole thing and how it is, you know, there are, what did he say, a third of the population in America believes in ghosts and psychics and these things, and it is a $1 billion industry. It's a huge industry, and people turn there in a time of distress and need, and these people step up to take advantage.
Yeah.
I'm really just a mystery artist is how I look at it. I think mystery is a fleeting feeling. We're so connected. We have all the information on our phone. We can get any question answered at moment's notice. There's no mystery in the world anymore. So I get to give audiences a mystery. I do more than just Wednesdays. I work, you know, all week long, but every show I do, including the one at the lounge, the goal is not to convince people I'm real. It's to give people a feeling of mystery. Not knowing is a great feeling, and we don't get to have that with all this technology now.
Yeah.
And, you know, for all the benefits of technology, it's nice every once in a while to put your phone away, see, you know, live entertainment, human connection, and also just have that feeling of, I guess I've got to be okay with a mystery
right,
for once.
Right.
I have got to go to the Chicago Magic Lounge, 5050 North Clark Street, to go see Mark Toland. You're all over the place performing, but you're at the Chicago Magic Lounge every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday.
Until when? Forever?
It's going to be for 3 months. So okay. April, May, June. We may pick it up again, but what they're doing are they're doing 3 months of artists in residence. So mine starts this week, and then I'm sure, you know, you'll have another artist on later this year to talk about other upcoming performances.
So cool.
But yeah, excellent. Come see some mind reading on Wednesdays.
Great to meet you.
You
thanks
too.
For coming by.
Thank
it's Mark
so
Toland,
much.
Everybody. And again, he's performing at the Chicago Magic Lounge on Clark every Wednesday for the next 3 months. We'll take a break. We'll get you some news and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.